Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of Scrappy ABM. This is your host, Mason Cosby, and this is another one of those ABM program breakdowns. So we asked our newsletter audience, hey, send us your ICP, your core product, and your goal. We'll actually give you a couple ideas on how you can build a better ABM program starting today. So that said, this is from Lacey. So Lacey's ICP that she provided is $25 million to $1 billion in revenue, that US-based software or business services as the industry focus. Their ICP either needs to already own NetSuite or be looking to purchase NetSuite. The core product is a billing management software. And the last component is they're trying to increase the number of deals. They're seeing some leading indicators like engagement and website traffic, but not conversions quite yet. So that's the goal today, is we're going to work on how to drive better conversions. So a couple things that immediately jump out to me as we look at specifically the ICP, and I don't think it's actually specific enough for the context of an ABM program. I'll just give you a quick example of a few things that stand out to me. Is like $25 million to $1 billion is actually like a really large revenue range. And the problems that people experience at those stages are all radically different. The other component is our verticals are really large. So software or business services, this is like a massive, two just massive industries from a categorization perspective. So I would add some additional qualifiers on that. And then I do love the owns NetSuite. That's it's a product component. The other thing that I would look at is, because my immediate thought was, I don't really want to have to convince somebody to buy NetSuite, or I don't want to have to look for the signals that showcase they're exploring NetSuite, because that sounds way more difficult from a targeting perspective than just the firmographics of they're on NetSuite. But the only thing that I'd think through is if you give a mouse a cookie situation, where if they buy NetSuite, well, they're already in a buying mindset. So how do we do add-ons? But it might be a partner play potentially with NetSuite. Sorry, I'm all over the place, but to be really clear, I think you need more specific with the ICP. Not the ICP, but at least from a targeting perspective, where do you best serve? So I was looking at the website and you've got some really great testimonials from CFOs. My question would be, is this a CFO of a billion-dollar company or like a $25 million company? Because the finance department at a $25 million company may be like 3 to 5 people. And if your software and the value proposition is, which it looks like, is automation around billing and to remove a lot of manual work, that's especially helpful for a small team that especially is in a scale up stage. So I'd look for a couple other components of like small, potentially smaller teams, if that's relevant, and growth within the organization. Because as I look at software, typically software companies are companies that want to grow quickly. And the challenge you're going to run into is like some significant complications through product iteration on how we actually package things. And you've got confusion on billing cycles and like what the actual invoicing terms are. I've seen that with some of our clients as we get really in the nitty gritty with finance. Just the invoicing terms become really complicated as we've tried to structure deals differently or have different offers. So if you can actually take some of that manual work off of their plate, that makes a ton more sense, again, for a rapidly growing but smaller finance team. And again, in rapid growth organizations, they're always going to be under-resourced because they're rapidly growing. So I didn't know that they're going to grow that quickly, or they may have known, but they didn't want to hire until that actually happened. So again, from an ICP perspective, if you can get way more specific, either around growth stage or around number of employees within the finance department, that's a huge win. And then the other thing is, I would focus for the purpose of the program of either you already own NetSuite and you've got problems with NetSuite that you can solve, or you're the better together story on why they should buy both at the same time. A lot of that better together story can be repurposed for both audiences, but if you've seen a higher likelihood of them purchasing after they've just bought NetSuite or they are looking to purchase NetSuite and you bundle it in versus they've already got NetSuite and they don't really love it. Because if they don't really love it, they may buy you guys or they may be looking for a different ERP. So anyway, that was a whole other tangent. Long and short, getting more granular on those things based on past buying decisions and past
purchase behavior, but will help you actually get more specific on the content and in the actual landing page copy. Because I saw a lot of really great information in like testimonials and logos, but they were pretty general. And if you are thinking about building out this kind of a program that's hyper-focused, it needs to be hyper-focused. So this works super well for organizations that are growing at a 20% clip year over year, starting at about 25 to 50 million with under-resourced finance teams. And if you like had it that way and said, and then you've got we automated 80% of our billing, which decreased our workload and increased our efficiency and actually had us collecting cash faster. Like all of that is really great. So those are the things that I'd look at. Again, I'm not seeing any specific ABM content, so you might be doing all of that. But as I look at your ICP, as I look at just that alone from a targeting perspective, I think you get way more specific. And by doing so, you probably see a higher increase in conversions because it feels like you're speaking directly to that person. Just for super quick context, like our ICP it's based on revenue largely. So it's $10 to $100 million businesses, which is still a large range, but we typically look for weird niche SaaS companies, like super specific, vertical specific SaaS companies with 3 to 8 marketers that are US based. And we're not even necessarily typically looking at growth rate because we've actually had quite a few companies bring us in after they like did a layoff. So it's not headcount growth. It's not organizational growth. It is 10 to 100 million, but it's also like a 50K ACV or greater dedicated sales team that's been in seat, that's proactively doing outbound. Like our ICP is actually really specific, not just on the firmographic side. I should have included that as well, but also like the current motions around their marketing programs. Because when we've gotten this specific and we talk about it being less of let's build an ABM program and more of the transition from like an existing marketing program into a more precise approach that's focused on getting more of your known best fit customers, the highest profit customers. When we talk about that and making it more of efficiency, like you want a more efficient and predictable program. And what we're seeing is that language resonates more with our actual ideal buyer. And also historically, like where we've actually seen the most success. So when you marry all those things together within the context of the ICP and you make your entire program focused on getting more of those best customers, you'll likely see higher conversions overall. So hopefully that's helpful. I know there's a couple of things all over the place, but to summarize it back, get way more specific based on past purchase decisions on the ICP and then curate all of your content to serve that audience and try to make it as specific as possible. Now, I don't think you should go after one account, but I do think if you could get it down to, I don't even know actually offhand, because our target account list is a 2,000 company target account list, but that 2,000 companies we're expecting to go after over the next 5 years. So it's also a matter of time frame on how specific you want to get. So those are my thoughts. Hopefully that's helpful.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.